Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 16 to 18. Beware, the source of our pride can be our downfall. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 9 like this. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. Absalom rebelled against his father and attempted to take over the leadership of Israel by deception. Using his charm, he stole the hearts of the men of Israel. This was not acceptable because until now, God had chosen the person who would rule over Israel by confirming the selection through his prophet Samuel, who anointed the future king by pouring oil on his head, as was in the case of both Saul and David. Absalom should have looked into the history of Israel and should have known that God selects the future king of Israel. Any attempts to thwart the purposes of God can only end up in defeat and disaster. Absalom had good looks and a lot of hair that was the source of his pride. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 14 verses 25 and 26 like this. Now in all Israel there was no one who was praised as much as Absalom for his good looks. From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. And when he cut the hair of his head at the end of every year, he cut it because it was heavy on him. When he cut it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels according to the king's standard. We see that the source of his pride resulted in his downfall and death later. In 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 9, we see Absalom hanging from a tree, cursed by God and forsaken by heaven and earth, and understand God's abhorrence of children rebelling against their own parents. Absalom was probably entangled by the hair of his head, which being very long and thick might easily catch hold of a bough, especially when God directed it. Some, however, think that the head of Absalom, which being caught while running between two branches, was enclosed so firmly that he could not disengage himself from the hold, nor make use of his hands while the mule that was under him went away. Thus, the matter of his pride was the instrument of his ruin. Pride is sin and hateful to God. It often originates in self-righteousness and defiles us internally while hardening our minds. Let us understand that pride is a hindrance to us seeking God as well as being a hindrance to our improvement. Pride is a characteristic of the devil and the world. Let us beware and learn from the sad story of Absalom. The source of our pride can be our downfall as well.